Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode number 159. I'm Heather May Pustai, and today we're talking about the best ways to use Reddit as part of your marketing strategy. It's one of the most popular communities online, and it can be a powerful tool for research, engagement, traffic, and more. And we will show you how.
We've collected a series of tips on how to make the most out of Reddit, whether you have time to authentically engage in the community or whether you don't. We've got advice for everyone, and we can't wait to hear how it works for you.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
Reddit is one of the most vibrant communities on the internet and one of the largest, with over 300 million active users. To put that in perspective, that's more than Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and Pinterest. Yet when you hear about strategies for marketing to social networks, you rarely hear about Reddit.
And this isn't to disparage all the great guides that people have written about Reddit marketing. We'll link to a handful of our favorites in the show notes, in fact, and they are really, really good. These guides have some really great tips in them, and we'll do our best to condense them into the most actionable takeaways that you can put to good use today.
So the question is, why does Reddit fly under the radar when it comes to social media marketing options? Well, one of the key things to note about Reddit is that it's not exactly welcoming to organic native promotion. Reddit wants authentic contributions, which of course makes sense. That's how the best social networks thrive. This ethos is really well captured in this phrase from Reddit's community guidelines. Quote, "It's perfectly fine to be a Redditor with a website. It's not okay to be a website with a Reddit account." Unquote. Well, all of us brands and businesses are definitely websites. So what are we to do?
Right. So one great thing about Reddit is that while its guidelines are proactive, they're not meant to be exclusionary. There are ways for marketers to make use of Reddit in many ways, whether you're interested in becoming a Redditor or not, and whether you're looking for organic or paid. So we are going to cover all of these lessons about Reddit marketing. And here's lesson number one, which we believe can work for all marketers, whether you're a Redditor or not. The tip. Think of Reddit as a world-class research tool.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Heather May, the great thing about this tip is that it doesn't require you to devote yourself to becoming a seasoned Reddit contributor. Anyone can use Reddit for research right now. It only takes a few minutes and there's a ton to gain for your marketing. The premise is simple. You can gain marketing insight by using Reddit as a research tool to see what people are talking about and what's trending right now.
Exactly. All right, so step one is to find the subreddits that are relevant to your brand or business. And this is going to come in handy later as well. There are a couple different ways to search for subreddits. You can go straight to Reddit and search for the topics that you're interested in. The search results will show you a list of suggested communities to join, as well as a list of the most popular content related to your specific search term. Another way to find subreddits is on the subreddit itself. The subreddit, Find a Reddit, very meta, is a place for people to ask questions about certain topics, and then the community responds with ideas of subreddits to join.
Also, there are some great third-party options for subreddit searches too. One of the best is Reddit List, which aggregates the most popular subreddits and lets you search for keywords. Also, Reddit List gives you some neat data on the subreddits, like how many subscribers it has and how fast it's growing. Generally, the larger the subreddit, the faster you'll be able to gain research insights. And of course, when you get into advertising potential, the larger the subreddit, the larger the audience.
Okay, so once you've found your people on Reddit, the next steps for researching are totally up to you. You can go the super manual way and just navigate to each of the subreddits directly and browse them. And if you go this route, I would recommend setting up a regular reminder to check back and visit daily or weekly, depending on the volume of the subreddit. Another way that works really well if you're doing research or content at scale is to plug your subreddits into a content aggregator like Feedly, which we talked a little bit about last week. We do this for social media content on our Buffer feeds, and this will pull in all of the subreddit threads directly into Feedly where we can browse them cleanly all at once. We've gained a lot of insights into social media trends by following Reddit conversations over the past few months.
Now, the one thing missing from the Feedly approach is going to be the upvotes and rankings for content. You won't see this in Feedly. So what you can do instead is sort the content using Feedly's popularity option, which scores posts according to their popularity on Feedly and other platforms. Then, just like that, you've built your research engine. You can use it for things like hearing what questions people are asking, noticing what topics are getting the most attention, keeping an eye on upcoming trends and competitor products, and catching news stories you might have otherwise missed.
And while we are on the topic of research, let's go to our Reddit strategy number two, which you can also put to use whether you're a Redditor or not. The tip? Use Reddit to get ideas on how to write catchy headlines. One factor into why content does really well on Reddit, other than the quality of the content itself, is how something is framed or worded in the title. Redditors make great use of the space to show off what their post is about, and marketers can learn so much from this.
You can observe the copywriting on Reddit to see what kind of styles are resonating with people and getting upvoted. So anything at the top of your chosen subreddits would be good to use. You can also go to the Reddit homepage or the subreddit all and check out the most popular posts across all of Reddit. Then you can use these writing insights to feed back into your blog post headlines and email subject lines just like that.
All right, that brings us to our third tip, which is going to ask you to get into Reddit and engage with the community. Marketers can use Reddit to connect with people who want to engage with their brand. Though Reddit might not want marketers in their midst, the topics do occasionally shift to products, maybe even your products. A good social media practice is to be present with your customers and audience wherever they are, which means lending a listening ear to Reddit.
You could do this with a manual search, keeping tabs on any brand mentions that happen to come in. And you can also look into some social support tools that have this functionality built in. When you're choosing to respond, be sure to understand the context of the conversation you're jumping into, and then feel free to jump in and be helpful. There's a fear with marketing on Reddit that the backlash of bad marketing can be swift and severe. But if you approach your conversations with authenticity, you should be in great shape.
All right, our next batch of tips covers some ways to drive the traffic from Reddit, and we're going to get into those after this short music break. Welcome back, everyone. All right. Now, when people talk about Reddit marketing, they're often thinking of ways to get traffic from Reddit to their website. And if you're interested in using Reddit for referral traffic, then let's start with some of the advice that we mentioned earlier. First and foremost, you want to be an authentic contributor to the Reddit community. This is really important. There's no way around this. If you want to drive organic traffic from Reddit, then you can't just show up and promote your stuff. You have to genuinely take part in the community and engage. The only other shortcut to Reddit traffic is through advertising, which we'll get to in just a couple minutes. But for organic referral traffic from Reddit, it starts with you getting involved. And once you're involved, here are the next steps to follow.
Yes, going back to the point on research, when it comes to driving traffic, you'll want to find your ideal subreddits. Again, you can do this by searching Reddit or by using a tool like Reddit List. It'll also help to understand the audience you're talking to. On the macro scale, Reddit's primary demographic is males between the age of 25 and 44. The overwhelming majority of users come from the US, in particular San Francisco and Seattle. But that's by far not the only crowd that's on there. Especially with Reddit's subreddit system, you can find huge pockets of engaged communities that are specific to your niche.
Gosh, that's really interesting that that's kind of where their demographic falls. So when it comes to your Reddit traffic strategy, you can take a couple different swings. You can swing for the fences and aim to reach the front page of Reddit where everyone can see your content, or you can target specific niches on subreddits. These will have a lower reach than the 330 million users we talked about earlier, but they do have significant sizes. Many subreddits boast 100,000 or more users, which is still really impressive.
Right, so no matter what strategy you choose, one of the key factors to be aware of is karma points. These functions are a scorecard for Reddit users and are earned every time you share links and comments. These links and comments can be upvoted or downvoted, which corresponds to the rising and falling of your karma. To be successful on Reddit, you need to build up your karma points. At least a few hundred points are needed to show that you're serious about taking part in the communities. Some subreddits even require a minimum amount of karma before you can post.
Okay, so karma points don't necessarily affect the virality of your content, but they are a good signal to your fellow Redditors of whether you're on Reddit to genuinely be involved or whether you're just there to self-promote. Okay, so when you are building up karma points, there are a couple of workflows that can help. Get involved in popular subreddits like Today I Learned and Ask Reddit. These are some easy breezy places to get started with commenting. And as for link sharing, you can build Reddit into your usual content workflow and share to Reddit anytime you would share to Twitter or Facebook as well.
Okay, now when it comes time to post your content to Reddit, here are some ways to make sure it gets as much traction as possible. Like many things on social, one of the key aspects will be the title. Just like with our research tips, you can reverse engineer the popular headlines of your subreddit in order to write a title that gets attention. Look at the structure of how these titles are created. Notice what gets upvoted and what doesn't. Then you can take these insights and put them back into the title that you write.
On the Grow and Convert blog, they talk about a couple of headline formulas that work really well on Reddit. So the first is need X, here's Y. For example, they could say tensed shoulders, try these few stretches, very work friendly. And the second headline formula is specific time before I did something, I will now explain to you, share more detail, teach you how, explain what happened. Okay, so let me break down what an example of this one might sound like. 3 months ago, I posted the exact process on how I made $150,000 selling t-shirts on Amazon. I will now explain the exact steps you can take to earn your first $1 million selling on Amazon via the Shopify integration with zero inventory.
The Foundation blog also did a study on Reddit titles, and they found some general rules to follow. Posts with titles between 60 and 80 characters get the most upvotes. Posts with titles that were longer than 120 characters or shorter than 20 characters fared the worst. And their overall advice probably sounds familiar. The best approach to ensuring that you're writing a title is to review the top 15 to 20 posts within a subreddit. The research really pays off.
I always enjoy these number games. Additionally, it's also worthwhile to pay attention to some of the trends on Reddit. For instance, the most frequently used phrase in titles is if you have dot dot dot, which is very similar to the need this, try that formula that we mentioned just a couple moments ago.
That's right. And another favorite topic of Redditors is year-end lists or year-ahead posts. Some of the most common numbers in these titles are years like 2018 or 2019.
All right, so if you're authentically engaging with the community and write good content with titles that resonate, then you should stand a great chance of succeeding on Reddit. One last tip that we'll mention is about promoting your content on Reddit. In addition to posting on your chosen subreddits, you can also cross-post to other subreddits to make sure it's seen by as many people as possible.
When you do this, you can click the cross-post button at the bottom of your original thread to cross-post it to any other subreddit. One thing to note is that you'll want to use this strategy wisely and not be overly promotional with every post you share.
Okay, so we've just shared a lot of great tips about how to get your Reddit content to spread far, and these tips really start from a place of getting involved in the community. So if you don't have the ability to do that, then there's also the paid ad option. Reddit advertising is in its early stages compared to the other social sites, so there's still room here to get really good returns.
Reddit advertising works on a cost per click basis, so you can optimize your campaigns for reach, video views, traffic, and conversions. The video views are especially great because videos are one of the most engaging types of content on Reddit. For targeting, you can choose to show your ad to all of Reddit, or you can focus on certain subreddits. There's a neat case study on how the search engine DuckDuckGo found really stellar success with Reddit advertising, and we'll link to that in the show notes.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into The Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. And if you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Dave, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also send us an email anytime to hello@buffer.com.
We have lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.